This show proudly sponsored by Real American Freestyle Wrestling. Recently, a close friend of mine experienced an unexpected loss. Watching their family struggle emotionally and financially made me stop and think seriously about my own family's future. As the primary provider, I know how important it is to make sure that if anything ever happened to me, my family would still be able to manage. So I realized that without life insurance, my family would be left with overwhelming financial burdens. I looked into coverage before, but the process always felt complicated, got endless forms, phone calls, and medical exams, made everything take weeks. So that's why Ethos stood out to me. Their process is simple and 100% online. There's no medical exam required, just a few health questions, and you get a quote in as little as 10 minutes. In many cases, you can even receive same-day coverage without ever leaving your house. Ethos offers up to $3 million in coverage, with some policies starting as low as $2 a day, billed monthly. It's a trustworthy company that's changing the way people think about life insurance. So protect your family's financial future with life insurance from Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Brian. That's ethos.com/Brian. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Hi, this is Joe from Vanta. In today's digital world, compliance regulations are changing constantly, and earning customer trust has never mattered more. Vanta helps companies get compliant fast and stay secure with the most advanced AI, automation, and continuous monitoring out there. So whether you're a startup going for your first SOC 2 or ISO 27001, or a growing enterprise managing vendor risk, Vanta makes it quick, easy, and scalable. And I'm not just saying that because I work here. Get started at Vanta.com.
We're proud of what we're doing. Able to lay it out very directly to these senators and soon to the House, but it's all classified. We can't talk about it now. We're also going to tomorrow allow the HASC and SASC to see the unedited video of the September 2nd, alongside with Admiral Bradley, who has done a fantastic job, has made all the right calls, and we're glad he'll be there to do it. But in keeping with longstanding Department of War policy, Department of Defense policy, of course, we're not going to release a top secret full unedited video of that to the general public. HASC and SASC and appropriate committees will see it, but not the general public.
Senator Lindsey Graham weighs in now. That's Pete Hegseth yesterday. Lindsey Graham also talked to the press right after that. He's chairman of the Senate Budget Committee, member of the Appropriations Judiciary Committee, and tremendous knowledge of military. Senator, do you think that Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of War, made the right decision there?
I like Pete a lot. I think he's done a really good job. Here's what I would do. I'd release it to every member of Congress. Listen, we got videos all over TV showing us blowing up votes. I am all for blowing these votes up. This is very legal. We invaded Panama in 1989 as a country under Bush 41. We dropped the 82nd Airborne in. We took Noriega, the president of Panama, out of office and put him in an American jail. So don't tell me that Trump can't do what he's doing. What I would tell Pete and others is share it with everybody in the Senate and the House and let you make your own judgment. I'm okay with what happened.
What did you think of the video that you saw yesterday?
I'm okay with what happened.
All right, so nothing, because Democrats have a totally different idea.
Well,
of what,
it's fine. They got a totally different idea about everything. And that's why we have an election, right? Their idea is to withdraw from Afghanistan and obliterate our border and raise your taxes and impose Obamacare on you. If we don't win this election, we got nobody to blame but ourselves. Our ideas are better than theirs. Trump has secured the border in a way that nobody could have believed a year ago, right? Trump is going after ISIS wherever ISIS lives. He destroyed the caliphate in his first term. Biden let it come back by withdrawing from Afghanistan. He started giving money back to Iran and obliterated the border. Listen, we got a good story to tell. We need to tell it. The economy is getting better, but it's going to take a while because they were just as bad with the economy as they were with national security. And we need to talk about that more. But I've got no problem blowing out the boats. Admiral Bradley is not a war criminal. He's a patriot. I want to take Maduro out. I'm tired of playing games here. He's a narco-terrorist, illegitimate leader of Venezuela. He didn't win the election. He stole the election. He's aligned with Hezbollah. He dumped tens of thousands of people into our country to wreak havoc on us. He needs to go.
All right, so I want you to hear Tammy Duckworth, also a veteran. You're in the military, too. Cut 6.
I worry about our uniformed services, our men and women in uniform. They deserve to know if they're going to go to war, that it is truly a war, that they have the American people behind them, that Congress has voted on it.
He's comparing it to the Obama drone strikes. Do you see that as a fair comparison?
I don't see that as a fair comparison because, again, we had an AUMF in Iraq and Afghanistan. These are two completely different situations. And in fact, what I think we need to do, again, is go back to the beginning of this. What is it that the Trump administration is trying to do here? Is it regime change? If it's regime change, then come to us and say, hey, we need regime change in Venezuela. And here's the evidence. Here's what we think. And then Congress will deliberate and then we will vote on it.
So she doesn't like the comparison, but she says if you ask, she'll say, okay.
Well, no, she won't say, okay, I like her a lot. She sacrificed for her nation, but she's wrong. For 33 years, I used to be a military lawyer as a judge, defense attorney, and a prosecutor. This is familiar ground for me. In 1989, President Bush 41, without congressional approval, took Noriega out as the Panama leader, literally using military force. We lost troops in the endeavor. He went to jail. Noriega did. Clinton changed the regime in Haiti as a military dictatorship. He restored civilian control. Trump went into Grenada to deal with the expansion of Cuban influence in our backyard. They did all this without a declaration of war and without approval by the Congress. I used to do this for a living. We've declared war 5 times in the history of the nation. Does that mean if Congress doesn't declare war, the commander-in-chief cannot use military force? No, it doesn't. We've had use of military force without a declaration of war as the norm in this country. The exception is declaring war. You cannot have 535 commander-in-chiefs. That will lead to chaos. If you don't like the decision of a commander-in-chief as a member of Congress, you can restrict funding for the operation. You can impeach them if you think they're doing something illegal. So, as to Venezuela, President Trump is doing what Bush and Clinton and others did to regulate narco-terrorism in our backyard. He has all the legal authority he needs. I hope Maduro is taken out, will be safer if he is. He should have been taken out a long time ago. Then I want to deal with a communist dictatorship in Cuba. While President Trump is in office for the next 3 years, I hope we will clear out the narco-terrorist states in our backyard, that it will be harder to get drugs into America because those making money off of it in these nations no longer exist. I hope that we can deal with Hamas and Hezbollah while President Trump is in office so Iran doesn't have the influence it's had in the past.
So, sorry to Lindsey Graham, our guest, obviously. Senator Maduro now, no tankers in, no tankers out. I mean, the clock is ticking. How long can this guy last? And what
He'll
do you
leave.
Go ahead. What do you think?
He'll leave. I mean, so what should we do when Putin says no to the next peace deal, which I think he will? I applaud the administration for trying to get a solution to Russia-Ukraine that Europe can live with, Ukraine can live with, and we can live with. Putin's not going to quit till somebody makes him back to Venezuela. How do you stay in power if your power is based on illicit oil sales and we've cut that off? So I like the strategy of strangling the economy of the bad guy. I'm not suggesting we invade Venezuela. I don't mind land strikes against narco-terrorist targets, but the seizing of ships and the embargo of illicit oil transfers will be the end of Maduro. When Putin says no, and he will, we need to pass my bill in the Senate with 85 co-sponsors that would allow President Trump to impose tariffs, not sanctions, on countries that buy cheap Russian oil to prop up his war machine. We need to do more to help Ukraine militarily. Now, what I've laid out is a strategy to take down bad guy regime in Venezuela, a strategy to push Putin to the table without invading anybody.
Every day. America's first responders stand ready. Firefighters, law enforcement, paramedics, doctors, dispatchers, and people who put themselves on the line for public safety. But keeping them connected in moments of crisis has not been easy. That's why Congress authorized a nationwide network for public safety. Today, that promise is fulfilled through FirstNet. It's the only nationwide network built with and for first responders. So whether it's a big city, rural town, or remote tribal community, FirstNet helps ensure no call for help goes unanswered. It gives first responders priority access, never throttles their communications in the U.S., helping them to connect across agencies when it matters most. This isn't just a network. It's a lifeline, a bipartisan commitment to America's public safety, built to serve those who serve us all. FirstNet is the backbone of our nation's emergency response and will continue to be in the future. FirstNet, built with AT&T. Learn more on firstnet.com/public safety first. With the holidays coming, that means more gift buying and more deliveries to the front door. It made me think about how I should upgrade my security to keep away the porch pirates and keep my deliveries safe. I went with SimpliSafe because it's proactive. Traditional systems react after a break-in. SimpliSafe can help stop a crime before it starts. That's because SimpliSafe keeps your home safe with a double layer of defense. First, you got cameras detecting potential threats. And then live agents confront them while they're still on the outside of your home before they have a chance to do any damage, telling them they're on camera and telling them the police will be dispatched if they do not leave. That's right, if they don't leave. That's why I trust SimpliSafe at my place to help protect my family, keep an eye on the dogs, and watch those deliveries, because real security stops crime before it starts. Right now is such a good time to get SimpliSafe. This month, only get 50% off any new system. Go to simplysafe.com/Brian. Again, that's simplysafe.com/Brian. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
So a couple of things. It looks like this underwater attack submarine got its first target of a Russian sub in port. It looks like it blew it up. It also looks like Ukraine is making some gains on a counterattack in a town I think is called Kupiansk. And we also see that Peskov weighed in yesterday on what they're working out with Ukraine, which is a 20-point peace plan. He says they reiterated that Russia wants to end the war but seeks to achieve its goals, which, according to the Institute of Study of War, includes decapitating and replacing the Ukrainian government, destroying the Ukrainian military, and undermining Western unity. None of those three are happening, have happened, and will happen. So do you think this is all wasted exercise?
Here's what I think. I think Putin will come to the peace table when the price gets too great. We know he doesn't mind losing soldiers. That's not a price he really cares about. But when his revenue drops and he can't prop up his war machine and his way of life and the oligarchs begin to change, he'll come to the table. China is the largest purchaser of cheap Russian oil. China is the largest purchaser of Iranian oil. China is one of the largest purchasers of oil from Venezuela. What does that have in common? China is buying cheap oil from bad guys to benefit their economy, and they need to pay a price. I'd like to have a good relationship with China, but China needs to be good for that to happen. So I am urging President Trump to go after China and other people, other countries that prop up Putin's war machine. What he's doing in Venezuela is the right model. I will be introducing tomorrow some major legislation about the ability to seize ships. What we're doing in Venezuela is seizing ships carrying sanctioned oil illegally. We need to transfer that model to the Russian shadow fleet.
About 1,000, they have about 1,000 tankers. The so-called ghost tankers that are out there. Now, a couple of them have been targeted by Ukraine and they've captured them. Are you saying that we should be doing the same thing?
Absolutely. The free world should be seizing these ships that operate illegally. We've sanctioned the pipelines coming out of Russia. The ability to distribute oil and gas through pipelines coming from Russia has really been reduced. When President Trump sanctioned the two largest oil companies in Russia, it really mattered. Without the shadow fleet, Russia cannot survive to prosecute this war economically. Go after the ships.
Senator, I don't know if you saw 60 Minutes on Sunday. We know what Japan's doing. So Germany is just building up. They're increasing their military by, I think, recruiting's up 70%. And Japan is doing the same thing. And the message throughout Europe is the same thing. Now, people might not like it, but what Trump is saying is NATO, you got to step up. Not only 5%, you just got to think to yourself, how do I stop the next invasion? And right. They've gotten the message right now to defend themselves. Russia's got to be saying to themselves, well, that didn't work out. They added two formidable countries into NATO. Now Germany is rearming. Yeah. We know they can fight eventually, we hope. We know Poland's building a wall, and they got the message a long time ago. Finland and Sweden get it.
Yeah.
So now we have France, who's getting the message. I'm not sure they're capable of doing anything, and we'll see. So now all of a sudden, our allies for years, and you were frustrated with John McCain and with George Bush and with others, they get the message now. Do you think the message is going to be sustainable?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think Putin should get the NATO Man of the Year award. Putin has done more to wake up Europe than anybody. Trump has kicked them in the ass, and it's worked. So what's happened? We're cheering on Germany and Japan having bigger and stronger militaries. 80 years ago, this year, was the end of World War II. If you had told somebody, a soldier, in 1945, in 2025, Americans would be cheering on Germany rearming and Japan rearming, they thought you were crazy. It shows you how the world changes. Out of the ashes of the Third Reich and the Imperial Japan, over time, we created two democracies that have aligned themselves with us. Now, that can happen over time in Gaza and the West Bank, but you got to get the Arabs to go in on the ground, stop preaching, killing the Jews, change the school system, on and on and on. So what has Putin achieved here? NATO is bigger. NATO is stronger. His economy is sanctioned to the hilt. More is coming. He's lost 1 million people. This is a big flop unless we give him a victory at the very end. China's watching. If this ends where Ukraine is still around, strong, independent, surviving, and Putin spent a lot and got very little, it will help China make a decision about Taiwan. It will deter China from invading Taiwan. If at the end we give Putin a big gift, then there goes Taiwan.
And where do you think we're at right now? My last question. Where,
I think,
you see the 2019 to 20 points?
I think we're in a good spot. I think we should not overly reward Putin. We can't kick all the Russians out of Ukraine, so there's not going to be a military victory by Ukraine, nor is Russia going to Kyiv. A diplomatic solution that prevents a third invasion, European troops on the ground, America committed to fighting with them if there's a third invasion, will deter a third invasion. Deal with the Donbass in a way it doesn't entice China to take Taiwan would be a great outcome.
And give
President
them security
Trump
guarantees.
Is cleaning up Biden and Obama's mess, and I think he's done a hell of a good job with the economy. It will get better over time.
I hear you. Senator Lindsey Graham, always impactful. Every word matters. I really appreciate it. Thanks so much, Senator.
Thank you.
Fox News Radio has complete coverage of President Donald Trump's address to the nation starting at 9 p.m. Eastern. Download the Fox News app and click listen. America is listening to Fox News.